My friends, there are or appear to be unintended consequences from these weight loss drugs. That audio, courtesy of WDIV in Detroit, the NBC affiliate there. Weight loss drugs are very popular, and people are losing weight, considerable weight. There are medical benefits from GLP weight one loss, no question about it, but there are unexpected societal problems emerging from so many people losing weight. They are improving their appearance. Is that creating marital problems and increasing the number of divorces? Our next panelist says that there is a surge of divorces as a direct result of people taking Ozempic, another GLP drug. Perhaps those on these drugs are unprepared for the consequences of losing weight and finding themselves more desirable and attractive to the opposite sex. Let's pose that question now to divorce attorney. She is a marital law specialist. Her name is Liz Bass. Ms. Bass is a partner at Birkbot, Botker, Newman, and Shine. Liz, thanks so much for coming on this morning. This is a very interesting topic. So as much as people are losing weight and it appears that beneficial for medical reasons, there's unintended consequences here, huh?
Yes, good morning. I think so. Obviously, the surge in Ozempic, I'm not a doctor. We don't actually have evidence that the GLP medications are causing an increase in divorce. Okay. But I think we're going to talk much more about how dramatic weight loss can have on relationships. And what really interests me in my practice isn't really the medication, obviously, but it's what can happen when a spouse undergoes a major transformation, whether that's physically, psychologically, socially, and the marriage needs to now adjust to the new person.
And these are, well, again, unexpected, unintended consequences. So when doctors are prescribing these drugs, are they telling people, well, your appearance is likely to change? Are you prepared for what that is likely to cause the changes in your life and your new, and in your marriage, right?
I mean, I've seen it in my practice. When people go through a significant transformation, they might feel suddenly healthier, more confident, more attractive, more independent, and it can really change how they see themselves and sometimes how they see their marriage.
So what, as a matrimonial attorney, and you're based in New York, tell us what your thoughts are about this. I mean, you've obviously seen clients that have talked about it, or it's been something that you've either had to address with your clients or defend your clients for having to deal with something like this in their marriage. What are you seeing?
So I see it really isn't the weight loss that's causing the divorce. It's somebody getting the confidence to finally address the problems that were already there.
And
I find that when people go through a major transformation, both parties need to change for a marriage to work.
Right.
And for a lot of couples, a lot of times they bond over food. What are we eating for breakfast? What are we eating for lunch? Let's go out and have cocktails. And when somebody in a relationship finally has that food noise that's now diminished,
right,
it might change the dynamic and they might not have things to bond over. They might have different lifestyle and habits and values. And so it's not just the weight loss. It's how they view themselves, how they see themselves in their marriage, and how they see life as a whole.
Now, in New York State, playing around, so to speak, if when you're married is still illegal, but I've never really heard it actually become part of a divorce settlement in someone's case, right? Adultery is still against the law in New York, but unfortunately, depending on the way you look at it, with respect to the law, it's never enforced, right?
Well, so New York is a no-fault state, meaning that you don't need grounds for a divorce. Before the 1980s, you would have to hire a private investigator and actually catch your spouse engaging in an extramarital affair. As you can imagine, this would be very stressful, expensive, and time-consuming for the courts and litigants. So now you don't need to have any grounds. You can just say that your marriage has broken down for 6 months or more, and you can get a divorce. So in terms of the adultery, I don't believe that the GLP-1s are going to affect people getting grounds for a divorce. But, of course, they might raise the rise of divorce if somebody is going to play around, as you say, because of their sudden transformation.
So we have so many people on these drugs today, Liz. I mean, it's hard to meet someone today that's not on the drugs or has not been on the drugs. They are very effective in changing a person's appearance. There's no question that they are, and they do it very quickly, a lot more, a lot faster than that going to Weight Watchers or going on a treadmill every day. So what would be your recommendation if you are married to someone, they're on these drugs, you're feeling not very secure in your relationship, and you're afraid that your significant other spouse is going to start having wandering eyes, what would be your recommendation?
So I've actually seen some instances in my practice where a marriage has actually gotten better from a spouse going on a GLP-1.
Interesting.
And the other side is when one spouse becomes healthier and more confident, and rather than the other spouse thinking that this is a threat to our marriage, the other spouse, they start encouraging the spouse by mm-hmm. exercising together, traveling more, going out more, and the marriage actually gets better. And this is not even a testament to their physical appearance, but their relationship, their partnership, their economic partnership, that you have to be on the same page as your spouse and meet them where they are and help them overcome battles and different triumphs in their life, because there are always going to be different transformations that couples go through.
But would you agree, doctors, when they sit down with their patient and they're going to prescribe these types of drugs, that they really need to address that there are going to be changes in their appearance, changes in their lives, and they really need to pay attention to that, and if necessary, also get psychological help, seek out a counselor, talk about the fact that you may feel trapped in your marriage, and then all of a sudden you're looking more attractive, you're looking thinner, and you see an out. I mean, would you recommend that doctors take that next step? What do you think?
Absolutely. Every client that walks through my door, regardless of their weight or their mental health, I always encourage that they engage in therapy or some sort of psychological treatment, because I think it's very important in any life transition that you have the mental health and help that you need going through that.
Well, Liz, I never would have guessed that these new weight loss drugs, and they've done a lot of good for people. Yeah, there have been some negative side effects that people have complained about. But if you have heart disease, you have diabetes, these drugs have proven to be very effective to providing very fast and effective change to your health. But like things we see that it's time to pay the pauper. And right now what we see is there are conditions where your marriage could be affected if your appearance is affected. And it's important to seek out professional help, right?
Absolutely. And I think we'll see more and more changes and evolutions as the drugs continue and different new classes of GLP-1s come into our
Liz, thank you so much. Liz Bass, partner at Birkbott, Botker, Newman, and Shine. They are located in New York City, and they've got other offices on Long Island and other places around New York. If you want to read Liz's bio, there's a link on my show notes at realnewstalk.com. But a very interesting discussion with respect to these weight loss drugs. It's never easy, Liz, right?
Never easy. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
It's great talking to you, too. We appreciate you coming on Your News Talk America, my friends. Wow, you see, you try to look good, and it's never easy.